You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today I want to talk about the industrial action of court staff, which is intensifying at the moment. You might have heard about it on the news, so I wanted to do a small recap of what's going on. So first I wanted to look at who is striking and why. Well, the strikers are members of the Public Service Association, which is a union for public servants, and it's about 2,000 members that are striking, working to rule or walking off the job in protests. Now we're talking about court workers, so not judges or lawyers, but the people that actually work in the court, that is court security officers, court registry officers, victim advisors, court reporters, family court coordinators and workers from the ministry's head office and specific courts like the Māori Land Court. So why are they striking? Well, because of an ongoing pay dispute with the Ministry of Justice. It's been going on for a few months now. And here is what PSA member Jared Doe says about the reasons to strike in a video made during a nationwide protest by the PSA on September 19th.
So a strike is about the members feeling undervalued by the ministry. And it's also about the gender pay gap. So you've got a 15% gender pay gap here, and the government wants to close that by 2020, and the ministry's not doing anything about it. Bargaining's been going on since about May, and in that time, the ministry hasn't provided a single offer to members. It's just been a constant uphill struggle for the bargaining team. So we want to move over to transition to a fairer pay band, a step-by-step scale rather than a performance matrix, and basically an across-the-board increase for everyone as well.
Yeah, so as Jared Doe is mentioning, the Public Service Association is asking for better pay, more precisely a pay increase of 11% over 2 years. And now it's important to note that court officers tend to do lots of overtime work. They have important paperwork to file, documents that are essential to the regular functioning of courts, and so they need to meet strict deadlines. And the issue is that this overtime work is actually not getting paid. The second issue mentioned in this clip is the gender pay gap. Like it was said, it's about roughly 15%, and that makes it one of the highest in the public service. And Jared Doe also mentions workers being paid by performance rather than a step-by-step scale, which seems to apply better to public service work. And one thing that is not pointed at in this recording is that there are also certain positions that are being devalued, which means that the salary rate is actually going down for the exact same job and requirements. And for instance, court workers transcribing live proceedings have seen their work devalued by with the mid salary rate going down from $51,000 a year to $44,000. And as pointed in the video, again, the negotiations have been going on since May, and the Ministry of Justice's current response has been a 5% pay increase over 2 years, which is a little under half of what the PSA wants. The Ministry has also offered a one-off payment of $750 to the PSA members, which has not been accepted. Now, the industrial actions actually started a couple of months ago. In September, 1,500 staff around the country walked off the job for 2 hours demanding higher pay. Let's bear in mind that this is a nationwide action, which means that all courts are affected in some ways. And since actions have been carried out on a regular basis, and it's just escalated recently, though, with more important and disruptive actions. So for instance, the Manukau District Court and the Auckland District Court have cancelled their sentencing for the rest of the week, which leads to about 72 cases being adjourned, and sitting hours have been slashed. That means backlog of bail applications and sentencings and trials building in courts across the country. In the current, there's also a current ban on serving, checking and signing sentencing documents, which started being enforced yesterday and is going on until the 7th of December. In cases of courts not accepting people brought in by the police after 10 a.m, which means that people have to be put in custody while waiting for their hearing. Now, this industrial action seems to have received a lot of support from defence lawyers, even though they worry about the consequences, and there are quite big consequences. The first one is huge delays in hearings and sentencings. in delays for bail applications, which means that people have to be held in custody, like I said just before, when they could actually be granted bail through a hearing. And there are also issues like shutting down the video links that allow inmates to appear from prison rather than in court. In some cases where you have overseas witnesses that can be delayed until actually late next year, which means huge delays for certain procedures. Now, in a statement, the Chief District Court Judge, Jan-Marie Doog, says that while the dispute is beyond the judge's control, all district court judges have a duty to try and continue to dispense justice for the public. And she has come up with a few options that hopefully the judges will try and execute when possible. Those are prioritising situations. So people held in custody have priority. They have to be dealt with at the beginning of the day if possible. There's also questions about earlier sitting in courts, trying to defer non-jury trials to prioritise sentencing of defendants held in custody before Christmas, and dealing with urgent protection orders applications for cases dealt with by the family court. But the Chief District Court Judge is worried about a potential miscarriage of justice, as she explained in an interview with Radio New Zealand.
I have a difficult balancing act, and my response to this is to what areas of work do I give priority to? Somebody who's in custody awaiting a sentence, or someone who is a complainant in a jury trial who has waited 6 to 9 months to get that jury trial. It's a significant balancing act. We want to avoid people being held in custody for undue periods of time. That is a breach of their natural rights. We want people to be able to appear and have their bail applications heard as soon as possible. For them not to do so, that is a breach of their human rights.
So as we can see, there are big questions actually that arise with this industrial action. Now, the Public Service Association is waiting for a sign from the Ministry of Justice, a sign of willingness to negotiate fairly. In the meantime, we can expect lots of delays and disruptions, not only now, but in the long term, because of having to do a lot of reshuffling. But I think we have to bear in mind that the disruption is the whole point of undertaking industrial action. If it did not create any disturbance, then it would not be an efficient negotiating tool. So I guess the ball is in the ministry's court.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.